Team, yeah, it's Friday. Woo! This is an exciting Friday for all of us, actually, as we were just kind of commenting before we went into the record mode that it is the inauguration day here in America. And despite which side of the aisle you happen to be on, all I ask today is that we come together as one country united and celebrate this peaceful transition of power. And I think it's exciting, it's elegant, it's pomp and circumstance at its greatest. And I can barely wait to get off this call and back down to watching some of it happen. So thank you all for being here live today, this January 20th, 2017. And golly, I have Kevin here. And for those of you that don't know Kevin here, I am in Phoenix, Arizona, actually a little town north of Phoenix called Cave Creek. Come to you every Friday. Been a delightful week of calls. We're going to actually shift gears a bit today and not necessarily talk about what went on at NECO, but getting ourselves ready for the big push, of course, that starts on Monday. We're not calling it the game plan anymore, the 90-day game plan. We're actually calling it the 90-day action plan. So we're going to talk about a little bit about getting ready for that. And provided things go well today, I'm not exactly sure, you know, what the waves will bring in, but we might actually have a special guest to help kick us off later on in the call. And I'm going to see if we can get them to join us later on. They're busy right now, but they said they'd try to make room for us in a bit. So all of that being said, my friends, I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm a true believer in gratitude. I belong to a group, and I have now for, gosh, 7 or 8 years now, where we send 10 gratitudes out every day to each and every one of us. There's like 6 of us in the group, so each of us get to read like 60 gratitudes. And it really opens up your mind to what some other people might be grateful for, maybe what you should be grateful for that you haven't given thought to. And I'm going to tell you, there's simple little things like, thank God the grass is green. Thank God it rained today. Thank God the sun is shining. Thank God for this. Thank God for that. All I know is the more that I find gratitude in, the more I have to be grateful for. So I'm just prefacing this announcement with that and just say, who wants to start us off today with some gratitude? Let's hear it. What are you grateful for out there today, this beautiful January 20th, 2017? Go.
I'm actually grateful for this group because I just logged on this week, and I am already shifting my schedule every day to make sure I'm on this call.
Awesome. And who am I speaking with?
This is Carol from New Jersey.
Hi, Carol from New Jersey. We're happy to have you joining us. Thank you so much. And we are grateful for you because it is people, individuals like you and me and Mara and Gino and everybody else that's on this call today, Sean. I mean, it's that makes the call what it is. And that's why it's so perfect. That's why it's such a great call, such a great community of people. And we honor you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Barbie,
go ahead, ma'am. Let us have it.
I am grateful for all the leaders on this call because if it wasn't for you to go up above and beyond and bring all of us out of our shells and just everything every day, some of us wouldn't be where we're at today. So I'm grateful for all of the leaders on this call.
Barbie, thank you very much. I am receiving that and will go as far as to say that's exactly how I feel about the people that came before me, Carolyn and Susan and Kenyon and many of the people. Michelle Castle have been on here for quite a long time, and I'm grateful for all of those people that laid the groundwork for this call. So thank you, Barbie, again, for being here as well. Who else wants to share gratitude this morning? What are you grateful for?
We're grateful for the concept of one team where it doesn't matter who's your upline, who's your downline, we're all everyone else's helpline.
I love that, Ken. I absolutely concur. Thank you very, very much. Let's take one more.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Sean.
I got a real quick one. It's kind of personal, but I did a total cleanse over the last couple of days on my way through a 9-day cleanse. Stepped on the scale this morning, 3 pounds gone.
Down 3 pounds. Awesome job. Way to go, Sean. That's awesome. We celebrate with you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, let's talk a little bit about what's new with ICU. And actually, it might be simpler to talk about what's not new with ICU today, because there's so much out there new, and it's all been covered all week long. But I'm just going to recap a couple things that I think are important that we can leverage today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Of course, free enrollment for the 100 BV orders. I think that's massive, massive leverage power there. If we promote that correctly, if we talk to those people, go back through our list and people that we maybe have had some conversations with before that have maybe been on the fence for a while, you know, you'd be surprised what people will do for $29. So I would suggest that we leverage that free promotion for the next 3 days, and to probably add to that, my brain's not coming up with the exact word I want to use right now, but if you think about bringing a person on today and say, hey, you know what, and I can do one more thing with you, I can get you free shipping for your next three orders by doing this. And that's when we're setting them up for auto ship, 125 BV. You're going to get their free shipping for the next 3 months, you know, three for free. I think that is awesome. Those are a couple of promotions that you can certainly leverage the next few days to help grow your team. So that's kind of what I'm going to throw out there as far as what's new with ICU. As I said, there's so much more, but those are the two that are striking me right now as being able to impact us the next 3 days. So let's get into the call this morning. I want to talk a little bit about getting ourselves, you know, setting ourselves up for success come Monday. Carolyn's going to kick us off on Monday with the 90-day action plan, and we're just going to talk about some things right now that are on the top of my mind that I just wanted to throw out there. And for what it's worth, this is getting started according to Kevin. You know, it may have merit. It may have actually do nothing for you. I'm just going to throw it out there, and if it sticks, then it was meant to be heard. So here we go. Buy into the concept that if you know something was going to happen that might hinder you, it would be better to know in advance than to have it slap you across the face when it happens. Who buys into that concept?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So several of you. All right. Good. Because what I want to throw out there, you know, these next 90 days, you're going to be encouraged to do more, be more, add more people to your team. You know, some people will go as far as say, okay, I'm going to add 20 people onto my team in the next 90 days. You know, that might be a stretch for some of you. Some of you might want to say 10. Some of you might want to say 5, you know, whatever it is. But you're going to be in action. You're going to be experiencing some things that I think I want to throw out there to you so that when it does happen, you're going to say, yeah, you know what, I've heard this before, or Kevin just, maybe you haven't heard it before, and say, you know, Kevin just told me about this on Friday to expect this. I'm okay. I can do this. Now, that being said, I'm going to ask you one more question before we get started. How many of you can do just about anything you put your mind to for 7 days?
Oh, yeah.
I can do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, if you got through the first 7 days, or I should say when, Carolyn would have my tongue, when you get through the first 7 days and you've done everything that you were afraid to do, but you did it anyway, do you think that you could do another 7 days?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And after you get through the first 14 days, knowing that you're still alive and you're still breathing, you have a pulse, do you think perhaps you could get through another 7 days doing something that you've never done before?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anybody see where I'm going with this?
Yep.
So what I'm going to say, you know, we often talk about the 90-day game plan being a 90-day period, like, you know, similar to the seasons that we have, similar to the trimesters of a pregnant lady. You know, things that happen in nature happen like in 90-day cycles. We get that. But 90 days might be just a little bit too much to chunk off. Maybe it's a 30-day period. Or maybe it's a 7-day period. You just bought into the concept that you can do anything you put your mind to for 7 days. Now, what if that was to go 3 by 3 by 3, making 3 great connections, following up with 3 people, pouring greatness into 3 people every single day? What if that concept is too much for you? Do you think you could do 2 by 2 by 2?
Yeah.
And if that is too much, do you think you could do 1 by 1 by 1?
Yeah.
Because let's just say the first week you do one by one by one, because 3 by 3 by 3 scares the living daylights out of you. And 90 days scares the living daylights out of you. So let's break it down. Maybe the first week we do one by one by one. And come Sunday night of the first week, we say, you know what, that wasn't so bad. Contacted 7 people. I followed up with 7 people this week. That's something I've never done before. You think you might be farther ahead than the week before that you did nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe the next week. Maybe the next week you say, let's do that again. We do one by one by one again. So 14 days in, you've talked to 14 people. You've followed up with 14 people. You've poured greatness into 14 people. And you say, geez, I've never done that before. I'm way farther ahead than I was 2 weeks ago. Do you think that's a good thing?
Yeah.
And maybe day 15, you say, you know what? That whole one by one by one thing is kind of easy. I'm going to go 2 by 2 by 2. So do you think in the third week when you decide to go 2 by 2 by 2 for the next 7 days, now you've contacted, gosh, I can't even do all the math, 14 more, 28 people in the first 3 weeks of your practice, you think you're going to be farther ahead than you were 3 weeks ago?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. So now, buying into all of that, we're going to chunk it down into smaller portions, smaller amounts, and get her done. Here's what I want you to be prepared for. We call them the 4 mental enemies. Because you're going to be out there seeing more people, talking to more people, making more connections, having more conversations, you're going to be much more involved than you have been perhaps in the past. Some things are going to creep in, I'm going to tell you right now. And here's the 4 mental enemies. I want you to write them down, and then we're going to come back and discuss them here in just a second. Write these down. You ready? The first mental enemy we call rejection. The second mental enemy is called deception. The third mental enemy is apathy. And the fourth mental enemy is called attrition. So let's break those down. Rejection. Very, very simple, very obvious. Some of those people that you connect with are going to tell you no. I'm going to ask you a question. When you ask somebody something and they say, well, maybe, does that make you feel good?
Somewhat.
Better than a no.
Really? Okay. How about when they tell you no? How does that make you feel?
I don't take it personal, so I don't care either way.
Way to go, Mario. Way to go. Now, here's my question to you. I keep connecting with you, and you keep telling me maybe. A week from now, you keep telling me maybe. A week from now, you keep telling me maybe. What does that do to your psyche? What do you think that's doing to my psyche? You think I start telling myself stories? You think I start saying to myself, I don't think he's really, I don't think, you know, why am I trying so hard? I mean, all kinds of things are going to be going through your mind. I'm going to tell you, my friends, I'd rather hear a no than a maybe. I'd rather get it off my plate and move on to the next person than to think about this person back in the corner of my mind all the time for the next 90 days, whatever it happens to be. I'd rather hear a no. So a lot of people look at rejection as a bad thing. I look at rejection as a good thing because I'd rather have a clean plate than a semi-dirty plate. Does that make any sense to anybody out there?
Yes, absolutely.
In fact, don't quote me on the title, and maybe somebody out there that's live on a computer can post it in the group. There's a book out there called Go for No. It actually promotes the concept of you know, the whole adage behind why successful people in network marketing are successful versus some that aren't, is they've heard more no's than the non-successful person. So this whole book takes advantage of that thought process. Go for no, go for the rejection, go out and see how many no's you can get today. Just a concept. You know, but I'm just going to tell you, people are going to tell you no. Be prepared for that. Do not bundle yourself up in a cocoon and freak out at the first no, because it's going to happen. And I had a personal conversation. I was very fortunate to be in a small group one day before a Jack Canfield presentation, and I actually got to speak with him one-on-one. And he said, Kevin, he says, if I were to ask you to dinner tonight, okay, first off, he said, if I never met you and I was going to go to dinner tonight, I'd be going by myself, right? I said, yes, you would be. Absolutely. He said, if I asked you to dinner and you say no, am I still going to dinner by myself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So am I any farther behind or ahead? No. So think about that when you're hearing your no's from people, because it's going to happen, my friends. Prepare yourself. I'm telling you in advance. The people, and I'm telling you this right out the gate here, because it happens so many times. Well, I mean, you're sitting down with your new, let's just say that, let me give you a scenario. You're sitting down with a new associate and you're saying, yeah, this is going to be awesome because I'm going to go talk to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And then they come back and all of a sudden they've heard no, no, no from people they thought were going to join them. That's going to happen, my friends. It's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to people you bring on. It's not only your job to prepare yourself for that. It's your job to prepare your new people for that concept as well. They're going to hear no. It's going to happen. But when you know it's going to happen, it doesn't hit you as hard. It doesn't affect you as bad as when you don't know it's going to happen. Everybody buy into that?
Yes.
Okay, no. Great. The next mental enemy is called deception. People are gonna tell you stories, man. People are gonna lie to you. Yeah, you know, I'll come to your house for your presentation on Thursday. Then Thursday comes and they're a no show. And then what happens? Again, we start telling ourselves stories, right? Oh, so and so didn't want to come. She had no interest in my business. She doesn't want to get healthy. She doesn't want to, you know, she doesn't like me. When we don't know that. Maybe she was in an accident. Maybe she had to run her dog to the vet. We don't know why she wasn't there. But there's going to be deception. Know in advance that there is going to be deception. People are going to tell you things that perhaps, you know, yeah, I'll tell you, I'll give them this. Perhaps they don't mean. Maybe they don't mean to be there at all. They're just trying to tell you yes because they don't know how to tell you no. But I'm going to tell you, people are going to kind of hurt your feelings out there. Don't start telling yourself stories because those stories will gnaw at your mind. And when you have little stories like that gnawing at your mind, you're not focused. And when you're not focused, what happens? Energy goes where your focus goes, right? So that's what happens. When you lose your focus, you lose your mojo. And then even if you're doing the one-by-one-by-one, all of a sudden, it's, well, one today and maybe none tomorrow because I'm losing my mojo. I'm not in it. You know, I've heard a couple of no's now, and people said they were going to meet with me today, and they didn't meet with me. And, you know, so all these things are going to happen. It's just a simple fact of life, guys. It's a simple fact of life. Know that it's going to happen because if you're prepared and you know to accept rejection coming, deception coming, you're going to say, you know, Kevin told me this was going to come. I'm going to pull up my boots. I'm going to buckle my belt. I'm going to move on down the road, and I'm going to get my one-by-one-by-one or week three. I'm going to get my two-by-two-by-two or whatever, wherever you're at. You following me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
All right, the third mental enemy, apathy. Some people just don't care. Some people just don't care. And you know the ones that hurt the worst are the ones that you think should care. And, you know, this alludes to another little story that I love to tell, and that's the judgment, jealousy, and justification thing that we don't like to follow. The three J's Susan teaches us. You know, stop the judgment, stop the jealousy, stop the justification, right? Don't be judging people. Just because you think they should pay attention to you doesn't mean – I'm sorry, my mind got taken away for just a second. Just because other people don't care doesn't mean you shouldn't. So don't let that take you out of the game. People are just not going to care. And those people that are closest to you that don't care, those are going to hurt. I'm going to tell you, they're going to hurt, and it's going to come. It's going to come. So don't say I didn't tell you. And don't let it take you out of the game when it does happen. Just say, you know what, to yourself, this is what I want you to say to yourself. Self, Kevin said this was going to happen. He said to pull up my boots, put on my big boy panties or whatever you want to call them, and get on down the road. Because this is what's going to happen. Are you going to have great days? Absolutely. Are you going to have some days with rejection? Absolutely. Are you going to have some people that want to deceive you? Absolutely. Are you going to have people that just don't care about what you're doing? Absolutely. But know that. And when you know that, it's not going to hit you so hard. Okay? And the last mental enemy is called attrition. guys, people are going to leave your business. It's just going to simply happen. That's, you know, it's just the nature of the beast. Some people don't care as much about their health as you and I do. Some people maybe don't care as much about a secondary income as much as you and I do. It's going to happen. People are going to leave. Now, are there things that we can do to keep people on our teams? Absolutely. And you probably heard it at NECO with retention process, with the free shipping for the next 3 months for your new enrollment this week. Those are some things that are going to help with retention and help keep your attrition, your loss of people, down to a minimum. So those are what we call the four mental enemies, guys. And I'm gonna kind of wrap this up really, really quick, because I do have a very, 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 very special friend on the call right now. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be on this call if it wasn't for this lady right now. So I'm going to see if she's there out there. Is my special guest with us yet this morning?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the call the one and only absolutely amazing dear friend of mine, our team leader, the amazing Miss Susan Sly. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, woo-hoo! Kevin, and good morning.
Good morning,
good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Missy, Susan.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
We were talking this morning, Susan. First off, it's very nice to have you here. Thank you so much. We're all excited about the 90-day action plan starting on Monday. So we were just kind of preparing some people this morning for some of the things that might happen when they're out doing their, their geared up momentum for the 90-day game or action plan. So, yeah, we talked a little bit about the four mental enemies this morning, and just thought I'd throw that up back at you. Do you have anything to add with regards to some of that?
Sure. It's first and foremost, it's great to be here, and I want to acknowledge everyone who's so committed. I know many of you, this call is your lifeline, and you've made the concerted decision to carve out that time. And really and truly, what we make a priority is a direct reflection of who we are. What we make a priority is a direct reflection of who we are. And there are just some things maybe related to the topic or not related to the topic that were on my heart to share this morning. Kevin and I were texting, and I had another call earlier, but I said I'd love to stop by, and so I'm just going to free flow with what is on my heart. You know, guys, it's the most unique time in history to be in our profession, in the profession of network marketing. And I'm going to tell you that the only variable is you. The only variable is you, and I would go ahead and write that down. In the profession as a whole, it's unique because we are entering a time where it is very likely that the favorability of network marketing will be at a level that we have never, ever seen before. And here are some of the reasons why, and this isn't political commentary. I'm a Canadian citizen living in the United States. I can't vote, but I do invest in the stock market. I do follow politics, and I have since I was a little girl watching Walter Cronkite on CBS television and then Dan Rather, and watching 60 Minutes every Sunday night. And it's very interesting because the incoming president, who is going to be confirmed today, is very favorable to network marketing. Wrote a book with Robert Kiyosaki called Think Big and Kick You Know What, and they're very favorable of that as a stream of income. We are seeing a very favorable government for entrepreneurs. And did you know that of all the small businesses in the United States, 52% of them are home-based businesses? It's becoming more acceptable. Remember, 20 years ago, it's like, oh, you know, you have a business from home. What did that really mean? Or when you said, even 10 years ago, I work from home, people assumed you were a homemaker. How patronizing is that? There are so many men and women who are electing to stay home because they are defining freedom for themselves. They're saying, freedom to me is being able to be there for my kids in the morning. Freedom for me is that I tuck them in, not a nanny, not someone else. And I used to call them dark-to-dark parents. Chris and I used to be them. We'd go to work in Toronto before the kids wake up, and we'd come home after they went to bed. We saw our kids on weekends. And there are people who are saying, you know what, that is not for me. That is not the life that I want to create. And they're standing up, and they're being bold. And the biggest group that's doing this right now, the largest mass movement, are actually especially millennials. We have Carl Icahn, who is very network marketing favorable, who will be advising this president. We have Ben Carson. He sat on the board of a very large network marketing company. He's friends with my friend Mark Victor Hansen, and he is very favorable to network marketing, but he is also very favorable to nutraceuticals, and that's something you have to understand. If you could just put your politics aside for a moment, is that how dare we live in a country where they can start imposing restrictions on us like they do in Europe? I was in Italy and I was on my way to Africa, and I had forgotten my oil of oregano in Canada, and oil of oregano is wonderful as an astringent antibacterial. I put it in my water when I travel to places like Africa and Cambodia so I don't get sick. Well, guess what? In Italy, because of their codex, I couldn't get oil of oregano in Italy. Think about that. Is that the kind of place you want to live in Canada, the United States, where they have restrictions like that? So you have to go to your doctor to get vitamin C? I think not. And that affects our industry. So today, more than any other day, I am so excited about network marketing. I'm more excited than ever before. And talking to friends of mine, Eric Worre and other people who aren't, you know, they train for Isagenix but aren't in Isagenix. I was talking to my friend Lisa Grossman yesterday, who is the first woman in history to make $1 million in a year in network marketing. And she owns companies now. She isn't in the field. You know, we all feel the same way. And even friends of mine who are Democrats are feeling the same way about network marketing. You guys, this is the time. You are the right person in the right time. Isagenix is a legacy company. Do you know we are the largest company, the biggest gross international sales coming in to the UK. It's people are so excited there. And in America, in Canada, we have the ability to change lives. And I've been doing so many mentoring calls with people for the last several weeks, and we have this crystal reset. And I know we're coming to the bottom of the hour, and I want to share with you a couple of final thoughts. One is, with this crystal reset, you have the ability. Kevin uses the Etch-a-Sketch kind of, you know, shake and shake away the past. You have the ability to relaunch your business. Some of you have been here for years, like beautiful Alexis Romano. She was on this call for 4 years before she, you know, put her key in the ignition, turned it over, put the car into fifth, and she just started driving. And, you know, Alexis and I trade positions in the top 10. Sometimes she's ahead of me, sometimes ahead of her. I am so proud of that girl, even though she's not financially linked to me. It doesn't matter when you start, it's the decision to start. And you can live in the past and all the regret and all the things you didn't do, or you can say, forget it, it's over, it's done, I'm starting today. This is day one for me. What is Crystal Manager? It's 6 people getting healthy. What is Crystal Director? It's 18 people getting healthy. What is Crystal Executive? It's 30 people getting healthy. I want you to write this word down today. It's legacy. If your legacy could be 6 months from now that you radically change the lives of 30 people, that two people, maybe they're partners, their bellies are so big they can't even hug, they can't even, you know, it's the belly to belly, and there's so many people like that. Or maybe it's the mom or the dad who couldn't even chase after their kids because they were out of breath and exhausted, like one of our 100-pound club champions, Mario, in our team under Mike and Martina Racanelli. Maybe you're going to help someone because they're so exhausted, they're so overwhelmed, they can't even function in the day. And even if they never build the business, but it makes them a better teacher, a better realtor, a better physiotherapist, a chiropractor, whatever it is they do, you create that legacy. So my friends, I invite you to join me. You know I redo it every year. I invite you to join me and either do or redo your Crystal Executive and change the lives of 30 people. And I invite you to stand up this morning and be so grateful that you live in a country where you're allowed to drive if you so choose, where you're allowed to worship if you so choose, that where you're allowed to buy vitamins on a store shelf if you so choose, because that isn't the majority of the world. Doesn't matter if you're in Canada or the United States. We have that freedom to choose, the freedom to be. So with that, my friends, let's get to it. Let's get in action. Let's link arms and radically change our life, our family's life, the lives of the people we love and care about, and a minimum of 30 lives over the next 6 months. So with that, Kevin, I'm going to pass it back to you.
Thank you, Susan.
Wow.
I just love you, Susan. Thank you so, so much. I have missed you on this call, and I have missed those emotional, passionate messages that you used to deliver every single day for so many years. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me this morning and joining us this morning.
It is my pleasure, Kevin, and take care, guys. God bless. I pray for all of Isagenics every morning. I pray for all of Isagenics every night. And if you're inspired and fired up, just, you know, go ahead, tag me in a post or whatever. I do read those posts, and let's go rock it, guys.
Right on. Now, I'm going to leave you with a challenge, my friends. There are many, 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 many of you on this call today. I'm going to leave you with a challenge. I didn't discuss this in the What's New with ICU. I'm leaving it for last because I think it's important. And Susan touched on it. It's, you know, there are no accidents, right? I would like each and every one of you today to go to www.fasttracktoexecutive.com. A fantastic little video there. I want you to follow along with that. And after you watch it, I'd like you to make a post in our team wall and tell us what your plans are. We want to hear from you. And all of us on this call will hold each other capable. So all that being said, my friends, let's get out there. Let's be proud. Whatever country we're in, for a Canadian or American, or if we've got other foreigners on this call today, be proud that you are where you are. Own it. And let's have a fantastic day. And we'll see you here Monday with Carolyn as we kick off the 90-day action plan. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Susan. Love you all.